Good morning. It's Commissioner Dennis Frazier with my Commissioner's Report. I have a special guest with me today. It's Stacy Nash. And Stacy, you can explain to people what you do and your job title here.
Hello, everyone. I am the Transportation Grants Manager. I handle all of our grants for our transportation program, which we have here. Our blue buses and our white buses are always traveling around picking everybody up.
One of the reasons why I asked Stacy to come in today is because I want people to realize that we do have a transportation program here in Carroll County, and we're trying to upgrade it every year. Last year, Stacy was in here talking about route changes and so forth. This year, we're in here talking about some route changes and also our five-year plan, which we have just submitted. I think it's going to be submitted to the state soon if it hasn't been submitted already. Is that
correct,
right, Stacy?
Yep.
All right. So first, route changes. Stacy, you can kind of briefly talk about how they came about. I don't want you to tell what the route changes were because nobody's writing them down, but you can tell them where they can find the route changes.
You can find them on the website, caroltransitsystem.com. They're about halfway down that main page, just a PDF right now, because they are not in effect. They will go into effect January 21st, the day after Martin Luther King Day. We have, you know, some small changes. Some things were removed. Some things were added. We eliminated lunch breaks on the Westminster routes, which is a pretty big deal. So run continuously all day. And we have one pilot program to Youth Services Bureau for free deviations and free deviations to the libraries on the Trailblazer routes. Those are the main changes that we're making starting the 21st.
Okay, just explain to everyone what free deviations actually mean.
Deviations are 3/4 of a mile within a planned stop on our Trailblazer routes. So you can call and request a deviation for an extra dollar anywhere else other than the libraries and YSB. So anywhere within 3/4 of a mile of a stop, you can have the bus take you or pick you up.
So for the free deviations for the libraries, if you wanted to get dropped off, let's say at the Westminster Library where there won't be a stop.
Correct.
Next month. Or actually, what month are we?
Yeah.
Whatever we're doing.
January 21st.
January 21st. Okay. There won't be a stop after that. Because we do these broadcasts a little early. You can ask the ride, tell the driver that you want to be dropped off at that library. You'll be dropped off there for no additional charge.
Correct.
All right. Now, in our five-year plan, we have some things that I think will greatly improve the transit system here in Carroll County. Now, you have to remember that these things come with a price tag. So I would really like to see these things come about, but everything costs money. So these are things that are in the plan that we could act on. Hopefully the Board of Commissioners will look at these. We'll see what we can do for the upcoming budget session. But one of the main ones I really like is extended hours from 6 in the morning to 6 in the afternoon. Reason I really like that is because if you wanting to take the Trailblazer in to work in the morning, right now if you got off at 5 or something, you can't get home. So that kind of limits the number of people that would actually take it unless they had a ride home from work. But if you go from 6 to 6, you can ride the bus into work in the morning and take the bus back home in the evening. That would be such a tremendous improvement. I really do believe that more people will take the bus if these extended hours are put into effect. Anything you want to say on that, Stacy?
I think you covered most of it. It is just for Trailblazer, though. We did not.
Right.
We didn't factor in the demand response. Those hours would stay the same. This would just be for Trailblazers.
Right, because we're trying to boost up the Trailblazer routes. These are fixed routes that go around the county. We try to make them more robust so people will be more apt to use them. So this is extended hours. We're trying to make it shorter wait times, and the route changes and all kind of look at that as well.
Correct.
Shorter wait times, so you don't have to wait forever for the bus. But another step forward, if, again, the Board of Commissioners puts some money into it, which is a big if, is phone apps. You can have a phone app that would be Carroll County Trans or whatever we'll say, that can show you where the bus is, that you're waiting. Okay, I'm waiting for the bus. It's 10 minutes away. And it could also have a payment app on there, so you can pay for your ticket through your phone. So you don't have to have exact change or anything like that. You have your phone, pay with the phone when you get in. Those are two improvements that we're looking for. I think they would greatly benefit as well, because I know I used to take the bus all the time when I lived in Baltimore County. I would go through the city and so forth to take the bus, and I was always apprehensive about when's the bus coming. You just don't know. Even if I had the routes, and I did, by the way, I didn't know when they were supposed to come, but it doesn't mean that they're there. Something might have happened. But if you had it on your phone saying, okay, the bus is here, I know it's here because it's on my app, and this is where it's coming to. It's just so much less stress when you're waiting for buses and you have to make appointments and so forth. I took the bus back and forth to college, and I have to admit that occasionally I was late for my first period of class. My teacher never bought that explanation. Like, yeah, right, there was a bus, Frazier. But it was the bus if I was late for first period class. But at any rate, if I had the app on here, say, look, it's right here. But we didn't have it back then, something we're looking for now. And I also think the payment option is a tremendous step up. We don't have to prepay. You don't have to have the little tickets. Payment option from your phone.
But it would still be available to use cash or tickets. We wouldn't eliminate that because we know there are people that do not have smartphones or that don't want them. Right. So it would still be available to use cash or tickets, whatever is convenient for you. We're just trying to make it work for everybody.
Right. It's just an addition, not taking anything away, something that we're added to it. Anything else you want to mention that we're adding? It's in the five-year plan that you would like to bring up, Stacey?
I think those are the biggest things. We had talked about a ride-sharing plan. I think that's pretty far out. I don't even know if that would happen in the 5 years. But some kind of way to integrate with some kind of Uber-like company is in the plan, to look into it, just to add some more buses to the Trailblazer routes. That's always in the plan. We're always trying to improve the Trailblazer routes and increase them and all of that good stuff.
Right. I have to say, every time I talk to the Secretary of Transportation for Maryland, I always bring up that we need more buses out here in Carroll County. If we want to beef up these routes a little bit, even the routes that we already have, so that we can get the buses around quicker, we need more buses. If you only have one bus on a route, however long the route takes, the next time it's coming around, cut that in half by putting a second bus on it. Just simple, logical stuff. We need more buses. The state, we're trying to, of course, get the buses from the state. They're kind of behind getting buses out. They're doing the best that they can. But it's not just us asking for buses. Everybody in the state's asking for buses. So it takes a little bit. But I think the more buses we have, the better route system that we will have as well. One thing which I'm also looking forward to is I call it a hub and spoke system, where let's say if I'm looking at the Hampstead, Manchester routes out there, that you would have a bus that just kind of like a shuttle around that route out there. But another bus would pick up from there and then bring you into the hub here in Westminster at the Burke Center, where you could pick up another bus somewhere else to Westminster or wherever it happened to be. But if you don't have enough buses, you can't do that hub and spoke system, because the same bus that goes around Hampstead and Manchester is the same bus that has to come into Westminster. So we need additional buses to pick that up. That will also cut down on the wait time. I guess improve would be another word, but cut down on the wait time on there. But something that we're looking forward to doing. But we need the buses. And I do mention this every time. This is actually not out of our county budget. This is a state budget.
Correct. Yes. And we request this money from the state every year. They have limited funding. We have limited funding all around. But they do their best to help accommodate the buses that we do request.
One other thing that's in the five-year plan. Remember, the stuff that's in the five-year plan, it doesn't mean it's going to happen within 5 years. But if you don't have it in the five-year plan, you know it's not happening within 5 years because it's not in the plan. You can't say, oh, we need more buses for this. And I'll say, well, you didn't put it in your five-year plan. Therefore, sorry, you're not getting the buses. But one thing that has been looked into, because people have asked for it, is having a limited out-of-county type shuttle service. We're looking at going to Owings Mills in the morning and also Fort Meade and then coming back in the evening. There's no bus service going back and forth. So Carroll County residents that want to use the metro down to Owings Mills, they will be able to get a bus. And we don't know. I'm speculating right now, Westminster and Finksburg. Could be other places. But let's say those two places pick up, take you down to Owings Mills, drop you off, the bus comes back. No one's on that bus coming back. So you got a couple buses going there in the morning, and in the evening, you got a couple buses coming back to bring those people. Of course, you don't leave them stranded at Owings Mills. Bring them back in the evening. Same kind of thing in Fort Meade. Buses going there in the morning, coming back in the afternoon. So I think it's something we're looking into. Again, you're talking about a couple years, if that soon, away for doing something like that. Because first, we want to build up a much more robust system within the county before we do anything else outside the county. But that is in a five-year plan. If it comes about, it comes about within 5 years. I'm very skeptical that it will come about in 5 years, but I do think it's something that needs to be in the plan. So we only have a few seconds left. Stacey, if you want to mention anything else.
No, I think you did a good job explaining the plan. And, we have 5 years to complete some of it. And hopefully we'll get some of it done. Some of it might be in the next five-year plan. But we'll do another one in 5 years and see what happens.
All right. Thank you very much for being with me today. Thank you all for listening. Have a great new year.